Okay. So here we are. For some of you, it's your first Yoga Nidra with me here in Newlands South Church. And we're at this almost unbelievable time of year where it seems to have, in a hidden way, slid a little bit closer towards deep autumn. And there's both beautiful and also slightly inconvenient things about this time of year. But let's focus on the beautiful. And so if you're listening back to this at another time, I'd just like to invite you to bring to mind a connection with nature that you experienced today. And it may have been seeing all the different colours of the leaves on the trees. The acers, the Japanese maples, are in full aflame, as it were. Just the gorgeous corals, deep ambers, the acid yellows of the lime flower trees, and actually a lot of their leaves seem to have dropped already. Maybe seeing dew on a spider's web, on a railing, walking along in the morning, or something else. And as we ease into autumn, we, just like the natural world outside, our energy naturally is waning. It's as if the sap could just draw deeper within, and we feel the urge to hunker down, to drink steaming mugs of tea, and generally get cozy. And in autumn time, we focus very much on drawing closer to what's truly precious. And here you all are in this incredible and very precious time in your lives, growing a baby. And so inviting into this space of rest, a sense of coming home, and what might be in that home for you and your wee one, as if you could, in your mind right now, envisage, envision, bring about the most beautiful sanctuary of calm and love for you and your baby. And what might you say? And where might you be? And how would you feel? And sometimes these sanctuaries don't have to be a physical place we've been to before, or perhaps they're less of a specific place and more of a feeling, so that anywhere you can feel right at home, safe and secure with your beautiful baby. And so as we ease into inviting in a sense of security and safety, just noticing the position of our body. And our body is changing daily. And sometimes it can feel really comfortable and we glow, and other times it can feel less so. So creating a welcoming space for you and your changing body, and just acknowledging the incredible work that your body's doing day in, day out, and how well that you're managing it all. And just imagine that we could invite love and care and appreciation to flow effortlessly around us, so that we feel really cared for. And we're going to do that right now. And so part of your experience of nature today, you may have had the good fortune to see the tiny scarlet hawthorn berries on the trees, or looked up and it had been a beautiful clear evening and seen tiny silver stars shining in the dark velvet of the night sky. We've seen something small and precious, like the dark, shiny eye of a robin as it flies across from the park. Something like that. Something that can open the door of our heart within an instant. And imagining that wonderful and beautiful noticing of the stars, of the hawthorn berries, of that little shiny robin as it flies across the branches of the apple tree in my back garden this afternoon. Something like that, and imagine that we could invite it to alight effortlessly in the eyebrow center. And then down into the soft space between the collarbones. Out into the right shoulder, down at the elbow, and at the wrist, and at the tip of the thumb, the index finger, the middle finger, the ring finger, and the little finger on that right hand. And then come back to the wrist, the elbow, the shoulder, the soft space between the collarbones. And then over to the left shoulder, this tiny point of love and care, as precious as a diamond. And again, down at the elbow, and down to the wrist, and at the tip of the thumb, the index finger, the middle finger, the ring finger, and the little finger on that left hand. As if the whole of the arms are a beautiful starry embrace, bringing the awareness back into the wrist, the elbow, the shoulder, the soft space between the collarbones. Coming down into the very center of the chest, to the heart, to the tip of the right breast and the left breast, and back to the star at the heart. And this wonderful pilgrimage of care and love coming down into your baby, inviting in the essence of autumn, of drawing close to what is truly important. And down again into the bowl of your pelvis, the very center behind the pubic bone, a tiny little star of love and care. And then one at the hip on that right side, coming down to the knee, and down again to the ankle, to the tips of the big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth and fifth toes. As if the body is like a constellation revealing itself, spanning the night sky. Coming back to the ankle, knee and hip, the space behind the pubic bone, the very center of the pelvis, and then over into the left hip, down to the knee and to the ankle, to the tip of the big toe, the second toe, the third toe, the fourth and the fifth. The whole body mapped in stars, spangled across the night sky, as warm and as safe as a wee hedgehog or something snuffling in its burrow. Bringing the awareness back into the ankle, knee and hip, the very center of the pelvis, up into your baby, your beautiful baby, up into your heart, and from there to the soft space between the collarbones, and back to the eyebrow center. Whole body cocooned in love and care, the whole body lying in the position that it is just now, the soft rhythm of the breath, flowing in and flowing out. Perhaps there's a sense that as we breathe in, we can breathe right into our baby. Just as they breathe right in to their tummy button, so do we. So do we. And on that breath out, we can relax. Sink a little deeper. Snooze a little longer. Just inviting the body to be soft and feel held. What is it like to feel completely supported? When we allow the full weight of each leg, when we allow the pelvis to feel utterly supported, when we have the girdle of the shoulders and each arm, the whole of the body, and the weight of the head completely supported. All the muscles in the face can soften and relax. And so, bringing your awareness to the position of your body, noticing that map of touch and pressure between parts of your body, the mat or the surface on which you're lying just now, cushions, blocks, and becoming aware of the wider environment, noticing the touch of the air on the skin and the different textures of sounds being received by the ear. Starting to breathe a little deeper, starting to bring ourselves into a more alert state, very slowly, no rush. Perhaps moving fingers and toes, perhaps running the tongue around the teeth, just enjoying this wonderful sense of feeling very relaxed. And know that you can come back to this space anytime that you need it. Know that it's really important to give yourself extra rest as and when you need it. And this is whilst your body is doing its incredible job of growing your baby and nourishing and nurturing your wee one, and then when they arrive. So know that this space, this sanctuary, is devoted and dedicated to your own sweet rest. But for now, we're going to start to bring ourselves into a more awake and alert state, maybe running the tongue around the teeth, maybe wiggling or screwing up the nose, maybe deepening the breath, moving fingers, moving toes, stretching the self, the body in a lovely way, the way that feels really nice, just to create a bit more alertness and stretchy space, and then gently opening your eyes. This practice of Yoga Nidra, inspired by the beginning of autumn and the night drawing in, is now complete. Thank you for listening.